This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And now we know. I'm going to be talking about other things today to consider. But we do know about the gun issue now. We know. And then the next time a leftist looks at you and says, no one wants to take your gun, you know. Because all you got to do is listen to them. Like in the House, Democratic Representative David, spare me the blank about constitutional rights, Cicilline, and others have said the quiet part out loud. They want to ban almost all semi-automatic weapons in common use. The ones they would not ban, it would be based solely on magazine capacity unless it's ugly and scary looking. And if you wonder why the nation's socialist news cabal, American Pravda, dropped the term assault weapon and assault rifle from their little propaganda lexicon, your answer was forthcoming in their triumphant announcement of their next onslaught against your sensible civil rights. Democrats pushed for first semi-automatic gun ban in 20 years. Now, as of this minute, of course, it's just sort of sitting there. Because they face a problem that we're going to talk about shortly. But I digress. In a tyrannical two-for-one special, not only have they, you know, admitted that the whole point of the ban, this was to ban weapons in common use, but they're also tacitly defying the United States Supreme Court ruling, District of Columbia versus Heller. And there's an exchange there, if you want to look at it. There's, like Colleon Noir, he put up a good video exchange between Dan Bishop and Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Diapers Nadler, in a congressional committee hearing during the markup of the bill on July the 20th, 2022. Bishop said, is there anyone on the other side that would dispute that this bill would ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today? Nadler, yeah, that's the point of the bill. Mr. Bishop, to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying it is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States today. Nadler, yes, the problem is they are in common use. So much for the common sense, sensible, or reasonable gun control safety measures they wish to take. There's a reason why they never defined those terms. And now we know what they mean. They want to ban almost everything aside from a few manually operated firearms. Because the most important section of their little bill is Section 2, the definitions, which sets out the scope of what the bill covers. And after you wade through the text that modifies the relevant federal code, we get to this part. So, number 36, term semi-automatic assault weapon means any of the following, regardless of country of manufacture or caliber. A semi-automatic rifle that has a magazine that is not a fixed magazine and does have any one of the following: a pistol grip, a forward grip, a folding, telescoping, or detachable stock, a grenade launcher, a barrel shroud, a threaded barrel, a semi-automatic rifle, and that's the first part. B, a semi-automatic rifle that has a fixed magazine with capacity to accept more than 10 rounds, except for an attached tubular device designed to accept and capable of operating only with .22 caliber ammunition. Any part, combination of parts, component, device, attachment, or accessory that is designed or functions to accelerate the rate of fire of a semi-automatic firearm, but not convert the semi-automatic firearm into a machine gun. Or a semi-automatic pistol that has a magazine. This is D. If it has a magazine that's not a fixed magazine and does not have any one of the following: a threaded barrel, a second pistol grip, a barrel shroud, the capacity to accept a detachable magazine at some location outside of the pistol grip, a semi-automatic version of an automatic firearm, a manufacturer weight of 50 ounces or more when unloaded, a stabilizing brace or similar component. So that's, you know, a semi-automatic pistol that does not have a fixed magazine, that's everything out there today that we carry as a concealed carry permit, concealed carry weapon. E, a semi-automatic pistol with a fixed magazine. F, a semi-automatic shotgun that has the capacity to utilize a magazine that is not a fixed magazine. It has any one of the following. A folding telescoping or detachable stock. That's a big thing. A pistol grip. That's also a big thing. A fixed magazine with a capacity to accept more than 5 rounds. I wouldn't have any guns after this was all done. I would have 2 guns. 2. Yeah. Of course, grenade launchers. Any shotgun with a revolving cylinder. And then they list the number of firearms in mind-numbing detail, which sets forth some additional definitions. And two of the that are very important in determining the scope of this ban. Number 42, the term forward grip means a grip located forward of the trigger that functions as a pistol grip, which that would mean a vertical grip located out there on the handguard. And 45, the term pistol grip means a grip, a thumbhole stock, or Thorson-type gripper stock, or any other characteristic that can function as a grip. So if it has a detachable magazine, if it's semi-automatic, or any other characteristic that can function as a grip, you're now the proud owner of an assault weapon. Congratulations. It's a boy. Now, does anybody want to wager that the phrase function as a grip is going to be subjectively interpreted in the same manner that a piece of plastic was deemed to be a machine gun? Because that might be the only way of distinguishing between a gun that is allowed under this unconstitutional monstrosity and an assault weapon. And unlike the old ban, you only need one feature, not two, to be on the assault weapon club these days. And to sweeten the deal, they've decided to ban standard capacity magazines because tyranny is never satisfied with a half full cup. But this is not entirely, they're not being gracious, not totally gracious here. This will not apply to any firearm that is manually operated by bolt, pump, lever, or slide action. I don't know what you guys are complaining about. So now we know why they're playing fast and loose with their words in this case, because the anti-liberty leftists are playing another game of bait and switch, scaring everyone over the scourge of assault weapons, but then expanding their reach to just about everything else. And such is the usual authoritarian socialists exploiting other people's pain for their political gain. However, they have their own pain right now, because the Democratic Party in the House is in disarray. Nobody's scheduling this for a vote. Pelosi hasn't scheduled it for a vote. Nobody scheduled it. It's passed out of a couple of committees, and now it's just sort of sitting there. Because they don't have 216 votes to pass it. And that's where it's sitting. If it does pass, it has, I think, maybe a 2%, 3% chance of passing the Senate. That's according to one of these watchdog groups that ranks the bills that they see before them. And so it's really not going to go anywhere, but this is the modern Democratic Party. While I will sit here all day long and talk about how we should not engage them on any gun control except to fight it, like they did in the Senate with Cornyn and Graham and all those other yahoos, Tom Tillis, at the same time, they sort of played a really interesting game with them, a little game of cat and mouse. They gave them some gun control, and they're all sitting there going, oh, this is the greatest gun control package in the history of all the history, and except it isn't, actually. And they know it isn't. It doesn't do anything to anybody out there right now today. It might do something to somebody that's 18 to 21 years old, but they haven't even defined what that's going to look like just yet. Trying to entice states to have red flag laws, those state politicians like being politicians too. And the states that wanted red flag laws already have them. I don't think anybody's going to get out there and go, oh, well, we're being incentivized. Maybe this might not be a bad thing to take a second look at. Because unlike the national politicians, unlike the, everybody else out there, local constituents actually get heard. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Baby.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. I could get used to the old bumps, I could get used to them. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The Beltway cowgirl is making the commie cable rounds talking about running for president of the United States. If you can believe that. And she might as well. And I'm talking about Liz Cheney. The phony Larry Hogan mania has bitten the dust, and the Jeffrey Toobins of the Never Trump aren't going to Zoom call themselves. And I, for one, strongly support this ridiculous indulgence by a bitter mediocrity who is about to join her moist, sobbing minion, Adam Kinzinger, on the unemployment line. The only thing is that I suspect she will get some pleasure out of her inevitable humiliation, and I don't want to contribute in any way to this hideous woman's joy. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the weird COVID bunch of COVID lovers out there right now. Some people seem to want it back. There are more and more people in airports elsewhere around the country who are wearing masks, and places like San Diego and L.A. are talking about reintroducing mandates. Even Grandpa Badfingers got in on the act. He is vaxxed to the max, boosted all the way, and he still got it, and then he shrugged it off anyway. If this elderly zombie can beat it, the new variant is a puny weakling we should laugh and point at, and at those who love their Wuhan flu. But about Liz Cheney, yes, I do. I think she should run. Yes, heck yeah, I think she should. I want her to run, and I want her to lose, and I want her to slink away broken and humiliated with a big 0.5% of the vote. And then I want to know who that was. Who was that 0.5%? And then I want them to go away, too. Let's formally purge this human hairball from our party once and for all. The idea of it is so intensely ludicrous that you have to have a heart of stone not to laugh at her and the sad sacks pushing this big fail quest. But then, if you live in D.C., it makes perfect sense. She's super popular because, like all of the other leftists, she hates real Americans. She is the choice of the deep state swamp. And let's be clear. She is a bad person. She's a liar and a fool whose self-regard is so hilariously overblown that you stare at her in wonder. She believes in her own hype. This sour harpy really believes she's a patriot? Aren't all the Cheneys? Always willing to fight some imagined enemy at home or abroad to the last drop of you or your kid's blood. I would ask you to imagine a Cheney in uniform, but that would be, that's mean, because you'd start laughing. Her disgusting and evil participation in the corrupt congressional committee, which takes a giant shift on the constitutional rights this doofus pretends to defend, disqualifies her not only from the Republican Party, but from polite society. And if the GOP had any sense, they would investigate the investigators and their fascist actions, but that's sure a big if, although they only get a few more of those. And I want to know what lane she's going to run in. Is there some nostalgia for the Bush era that we overlooked? She could be the Republican who hates Republicans, which is the media's favorite kind. But who would her constituency be in terms of actual voters? She's a carpetbagger. She's a Virginian pretending to represent Wyoming. And once the people of Wyoming utterly reject her, she's not, you know, it's not going to be like she's going to, well, I guess I'll just work at the dollar store in Wyoming. She's never going to look back. She'll make the rounds at the MSNBC NN shows and get fawning write-ups by the eunuchs at the Bulwark and probably get a gig at some loser think tank and remain on the fringes of power forever, the reliable former Republican they can call to stab her party in the back. Now, I don't think she'll run, although that's probably the only one she probably has a better chance of winning the presidency than she does of re-winning her seat. Because I want her to run for president, because then I'll have the same chance to laugh at her that the people of Wyoming are going to have in a few weeks. Back to the COVID thing. A lot of people love the Wuhan flu. Now they miss it and want it back, and it's hard to believe, and it's kind of horrific considering how many people died. But for a sad segment of the population, this was the most exciting and the rewarding thing they've ever lived through. And it was fun to work at home on Zoom. They miss it, and now that some minor variant's going around, they really want it to never end. Imagine a love affair with a respiratory virus. The 2 years of COVID madness were interesting and revealing. It was a break from the drudgery of peace and prosperity. And on the upside, I guess those challenges are gone for the moment. For many people who have lived lives of ease in America, there are no existential challenges to face. At least none the establishment will acknowledge. So they need to create them. People need challenges. They need dragons to slay. And what is better than a virus that probably won't kill you, but it could if things aligned a perfect way? It's scary, but you're probably safe. It's a thrill of a sort for a soft and weak population of spoiled upper middle class people who generate most of the Karens. It's like global warming. There's lots of talk of existential threats without much actual threat. At least it's not to the Karen contingent. And they always lied about it, from their ever-changing mask baloney to the vax fibs. And now they admit it. Truth was always optional. Science was whatever it needed to be. The only thing that mattered was them getting what they want. And what they want is a perpetual pandemic panic. This fulfills them. This means when you're walking by without a mask, they can be indignant and point at you and go, shame. Why don't you have a mask? You don't care about your fellow man. Blah, 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 blah. And without that, I mean, and think about this. This is what makes them feel whole. That is the saddest revelation of all. These are the kind of people that they didn't, well, I don't want to say that out loud. Let's just say this. For those that think that the Wuhan flu is a problem, you should quit driving a car. You should probably find some sort of an air scrubber and install that in your house, tape up everything, order everything, have them drop it in an airlock, and don't go out anymore. Because viruses are going to do what a virus is going to do. It has throughout history. Man has, in the earlier, have you ever wondered why we didn't have to boil water when we, in the old days? We didn't boil water in the old days. Do you think the Lewis and Clark expedition got out there and said, okay, build a fire there, Lewis, we got to boil some water. They just drank out of the river. We were tougher then. We had a constitution that was much tougher. Didn't live as long as we do now, but we were tougher then. We were made of thicker stuff, I guess. I don't know. Just sad about the pandemic lovers. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone,
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News. A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open-air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials set ablaze, usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With July wrapping up, we're heading into the peak of hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says August, September, and October are the most active months. NOAA is calling for between 14 and 21 named storms this season. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gun Owners News Hour. I forgot these bumps I had. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. You got to get, you know, I enjoy this more than, say, the COVID pandemic. People enjoy COVID. You know, I got this alert the other day from the Weather Channel, and they told me that on the alert it showed a little video where they were talking about how food soon will have environmental impact statements on it. And the food that has the most environmental impact is meat that we buy in a store. Meat that is processed somewhere and sent to a store for us to buy. Most of us, that's where we get meat from. We're not out there elk hunting or something. We could be, but we don't. We don't go cow hunting because most people own cows, so there's no wild cows out there for us to take down. So, you know, we have to, if we want beef, we're gonna have to pay for it somewhere at some store. So, but I got a question. When did it become okay for us to live like mere Europeans? To settle and to compromise, do not expect tomorrow is going to be better than today. Well, I guess the thought is it became okay when we started being run by a pack of weasels that make up our garbage ruling class. They stopped being loyal to us and started being loyal to a global ideology that demands a great reset, which, when imposed, would leave us impoverished serfs instead of prosperous citizens. But we don't have to take it. And we're not going to. You know, once America was a magical land of unchallenged military power, cultural domination, and economic supremacy. Your parents did better than their parents, and you could expect to do better than them. But in the last three decades, all that changed. And instead of managing continuous improvement, the establishment began managing continuous decline. And why not? The current crop of cultural trust fund babies who inherited the most powerful nation in the world has ever known are just like every other trust fund kid ever, which is unaccomplished, incompetent, yet somehow believing that they are due respect not for what they have achieved, but for what positions they were handed because they got a degree from Yale. It's like we're now being run by the heirs to the Kennedy or Biden dynasties, with all that implies, up to and including them figuratively snorting lines of blow off some Belarusian hooker's butt. So, answer this question. What institution is stronger? What societal function is running more smoothly today than in 1991, after 8 years of Reagan and a couple of years before peaking under George Bush? Put aside technology. You can have Grindr on your cell phone now, big deal. But back at the pinnacle in 1991, would it have ever occurred to you that if you went to the store to get food for your baby? Our native population was still growing back then, because people had hope for the future. Did you ever think back then in 1991 that you would find empty shelves? Or tampons? Did you ever have tampon shortages on your 2022 bingo card? And then there's chicken. Very basic staple, chicken. You know, you go out, maybe you go out to the country club, right? If you belong to the country club. And you get there and everything's beautiful. Everything's great. But they can't guarantee that they're going to be able to serve you because they can't get that many chicken breasts today. In America. In America. When the hell would you ever imagine that you could not walk into a store and get as much yard bird as you wanted? Maybe in the 40s during World War II and with rationing, yet in 2022, this is where we are. Our ruling class can't even assure us of chicken. I was alive during the gas shortage in the 70s. You remember that? Some of you do. I do. Because I'm old and because it was such a bizarre and unusual one-off. And yet under the current bipartisan establishment, nonsense like this is the new normal. Just like telling people like us to wear a stupid, useless mask over our pie holes. Democracy has been replaced by self-appointed expertocracy. Even the freedom supply chain is screwed up, and it never ends. The things we took for granted decades ago are uncertain, and there's always an excuse, inevitably one that blames you. Like the new take on air conditioners, which is that they are an extravagance we should learn to live without. And I'm just going, what the heck? Why? And don't get me started on the bizarre insistence of the resetters that we all need to give up beef and start eating bugs. I have a better idea. How about we eat ribeyes and burgers like Americans instead of crickets and locusts like the third world famine victims? Now, proper ruling class would see the problems and move to solve them, because the proper relationship between the ruling class and the rest of us is that the ruling class provides prosperity and security, and the rest of us let them skim some cream off the top. And if they were doing a decent job, their riches and luxuries would not bother us much. But when they failed, yet still expect full pay and benefits anyway, this gets on my nerves. It is, as they would say, unsustainable. So why doesn't the ruling class try to get us moving again instead of telling us that we should settle for less and less? And for one thing, it's because they're not competent. Joe Biden is, in a way, the perfect president for the resetter. Stupid and getting seniler, corrupt, yet absolutely sure of his own genius, despite literally no basis for that self-regard. And look, the solutions are there. Want to fix crime? Do what Giuliani did in New York City in the 90s. Want energy independence? Do what Trump did in 2016. Want the economy roaring? Do what Reagan and Trump did. These are not secrets. Yet they seem to be too hard for the elite to pull off. And the reset revolt will be to embrace someone who can. And of course, the incompetence issue assumes that the elite wants to succeed in doing what elites should do. But they don't. Do they really want us prosperous, secure, and free? Now, they do want to succeed for themselves. But the elite is richer than ever, and they've already done it. And it intends to stay that way even after you are reset to peasant mode. They won't be taking public transportation along with, you know, among the hobos like you. They'll be safe behind armed guards while you're disarmed and victimized. And defend yourself at your own peril. And they will keep eating steak tartare while you slurp beetle paste. They have no intention of you living like a civilized citizen because you are their sacrifice to Gaia, the angry weather goddess, or whatever other pagan idol that empty void inside them worships. Your pain is the point. And remember that bullies love the raw exercise of power. Making you miserable is a manifestation of their urge to dominate and crush. And that's the genesis of those seemingly insane moves around the world, like Sri Lanka giving up fertilizer or agricultural powerhouse Holland evicting farmers. But these moves, including the destruction of our own energy industry, only seems insane if you refuse to accept their ultimate goal, which is they want to hurt you. Your pain is a feature, it's not a bug, which will be your next meal if they get their way. And it does not have to be. This can be reversed, and we will reverse it. We were not, American people were not born for misery and decline. Look at the 2022 and the 2024 polls. Americans want to reset the resetters. We're willing to have a peaceful revolution to reject them and their future of poverty and subservience and some of their other stuff. And if the peaceful part of it doesn't work, then it may get worse. It may get kinetic. And that's, you know, they may get out there and clamor for violence all the time. That's their thing. We want violence. Let's go out there, bust heads. Let's do that. Do this. You're a fascist. You're racist. You're this or that. Great, except you've never done it for a living. Some of us have. That's where you're going to run into your problem, because we know how to manage that. We know how to manage that and make it work. But we definitely need to reject their weird obsession with making us ingest insects. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get it unless you were fed it. Now you're here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey little cookie, take a walk my way. I'd like to hear what you...
One more time, this is Gun Owners News Hour. When I was in the military, I served half of my time in Europe, in the middle of the Cold War. We won the Cold War without firing a shot. We won the Cold War by being resilient, cohesive, and unrelenting. And we won it by being there and participating in it. We won it by staring at the Soviet Union and not blinking. And we have squandered that. We now find ourselves in a new Cold War. In early February, China and Russia established an unofficial strategic alliance by announcing a friendship of no limits while denouncing the Western democracies. Then Russia invaded Ukraine. Now, after some initial hesitation and delays, the United States and its Western allies worked together to impose some severe economic sanctions on Russia while providing Ukraine with military and humanitarian aid. But now there's a new Iron Curtain that has descended from the Baltic to the South China Sea, and one side is a coalition of autocracies led by China and Russia, with illiberal regimes like Iran and North Korea playing the supporting role. And the other side is what we call the West, led by the United States, including some, freedom-type democracies in Europe, South Korea, and Japan. And the question is, will we win this one? We shouldn't be in it, but are we going to? Now, we claimed the victory last time against communism, not only because of the superiority of liberty, but also because of the economic strengths of the free market, which also created a higher standard of living and enormous wealth. And it's self-evident that freedom and prosperity go hand in hand. In contrast to that success, the economic success of the West, where the widespread poverty and hunger in communist countries. And people in those countries either fled to the West or demanded political change at home through protests. Now, it's fair to say that the Berlin Wall fell and the West won the Cold War mainly because of its economic advantage over the communist regime. In today's new Cold War, we are losing the economic advantage because we have embraced this self-defeating energy policy driven by a cult-like devotion to addressing climate change. Aiming to slow down global warming, although we've only warmed 1 degree Celsius since the late 19th century, and bring the greenhouse emissions back to the pre-industrial revolution level, which I don't know how you actually do that and still, have machines, the leftist elites have decided to rapidly replace fossil fuel with renewable energy. Of course, that's not going to work They refuse. See, we already lead the world in reduction of greenhouse gases prior to the Biden administration, prior to all of the other, all this other stuff, because we have embraced natural gas, and that has lessened our carbon footprint. So they refuse to admit that despite many technological advancements, renewable energy is not reliable because the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow on demand. Practically every windmill or solar panel requires either a backup or storage. And the ill-advised energy policy has little effect on global warming or greenhouse gas emissions. Instead, we're just weakening ourselves. So, what have we gotten out of this energy boondoggle? Well, we have inflicted on ourselves economic pain and a lower standard of living. Now, this all began long before Russia invaded Ukraine. Since food security depends on energy, high energy prices leads to food inflation and shortages. Higher prices of food and energy are the main drivers of rising inflation in Europe and in the U.S. Russia's invasion of Ukraine did exacerbate those problems and crystallize how foolish our energy policies are. For the first time in decades, we have to embrace economic pain and a lower standard of living that was familiar to those of us who, you know, used to observe people in communist countries. Right now, in Germany, where I was stationed, people faced a cost of living crisis with shortages of necessities like cooking oil, flour, and toilet paper. Some local authorities have already limited hot water and traffic lights. Others warn they might have to turn off floodlights and soccer stadiums to conserve energy, something unthinkable for a soccer-crazy nation. But it's the coming winter that will be dreadful. If Russia cuts off the natural gas supply, pundits in Germany predict an economic recession and major civil disorder, a winter of cold showers and extra jumpers. And this is going on in, you know, in Italy, Spain, Poland, the Netherlands. It's happening all over. We're enduring it too. A survey shows that rising gas and food prices has forced two-thirds of us to cut back on restaurants, movies, and entertainment, and to drive less. We can't win the Cold War when our green policies lead to economic suffering and political instability. Our energy policies have also empowered and enriched our opponents. Europe's dependency on the Russian natural gas has enriched Russian President Vladimir Putin. Without money earned from energy exports to build his war chest, he probably would have had to think twice before he invaded Ukraine. Trump pointed this out to him. He pointed it out. He told them, he sat down with them and said, why am I paying to defend you if you're buying stuff from him and making it possible for him to build up? Why am I doing this? After the EU tried to impose economic sanctions on Russia after the invasion, Putin showed them how he could use energy to retaliate. They reduced the flow of natural gas through Nord Stream, which runs under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, to about 40% of its capacity. Then it shut down pipelines for 10 days in the name of annual maintenance when Europe was in the middle of a heat wave. Putin eventually turned the pipelines back on, but warned of possible new capacity shortfalls because of Western sanctions. French President Emmanuel Macron finally acknowledged that energy had become a weapon of the war. So now, in the EU, they're urging members to cut back natural gas consumption by at least 15% over the next 8 months and start to ration energy usage, prioritizing essential industries. I would love to know who's going to set those aside. So that means they're going to have rolling blackouts. Which, that used to be a mainstay of communist China back in the day. The prospect of no heat in winter may force some EU nations to give up economic sanctions on Russia in exchange for energy. And a divided Europe is a win for Putin. If the EU can't maintain a united front on sanctioning Russia, Putin wins in Ukraine. And they will have no one to blame but themselves for this outcome, because previous U.S. administrations have warned about this for years. And leaders like Merkel refuse to listen. Our green policies are enriching communist China. We're paying subsidies for solar panels and electric vehicles. That's all gone to China, since that country dominates the global supply chains of critical components and materials. China's helped Russia mitigate the effects of the economic sanctions by purchasing Russia's agricultural and energy exports. And, we can't win the Cold War when it looks to adversaries for when you're looking to the guy you're up against for the energy. We also now face a difficulty building a broader coalition. When the West led a United Nations resolution condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 35 countries abstained or voted no. In another vote to expel Russia from the Human Rights Council, 58 countries abstained. Some of these abstainers are ideologically aligned with Russia. Others refuse to join due to their economic need. And their top concerns are food and energy security, not climate change. They are unconvinced that our green energy policies worked when they see that the once affluent West is now suffering economic pain and instability. And then they're looking at Sri Lanka, how it collapsed economically and politically after adopting our green policies. And unlike foolhardy climate alarmists in the West, leaders in those countries knew that they need affordable fossil fuel, food, and fertilizer exports from Russia and economic investment from China to keep their people happy and maintain stability. These are actually practical economic reasons, and this is why many nations choose not to take sides. Can't win the Cold War like this. I will be back with you next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.